it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
It's never been easier to communicate with people, but it's never been harder to know which platform you're supposed to communicate on. Here's a simpler solution. With call, meet, and message all in one app, RingCentral makes communication easy.
With all that connectivity in the palm of your hand, you can work from anywhere, with anyone, at any time, and never miss a beat. Because when it comes to communication, simple is better. Learn more at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, simpler communications.
It's definitely going to be different not having those matchups that you would expect every year.
Because the NHL drafts like 17-year-olds. The NHL has to tread the water really carefully. They don't even have a goalie. Like, what is the draw?
But going into this year because of the Seattle Kraken's expansion draft. But,
where is this going?
Listen, hear me out. It's going somewhere.
It's just not part of hockey. Like,
really looks like that weird dad I don't want me to pick up from school. Like,
welcome to Slapshot Sweethearts.
What up, guys? Welcome back to Slapshot Sweethearts. I am Megan. This is Shannon. And today we are joined by Taylor Accursi from the Buttes. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, always excited to have more females on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
So starting out, we know you come from a rather athletic family, but can you tell us how you got started in hockey specifically?
Yeah, sure. It's kind of like that typical story. My dad played hockey, my mom playing ringette, both really good skaters. And naturally, one day my dad wanted to bring me out to the pond and off I went. And it was kind of inevitable that I was going to be put in hockey. I'm so, so thankful that I didn't get put into figure skating because hockey's been such a good time. But yeah, that's pretty much how it happened.
Yeah, and I know reading a little bit more about you that you didn't plan on playing hockey anymore after school. So what changed your mind? I mean, obviously, it's good that you did.
because of the whole, you know, hockey was very different in university. And I was just like, okay, like, I'm done. I'm burnt out. But then my sister signed me up for a tryout with the Buffalo Buttes because that would have been the closest team for us being just outside of Toronto, and at the time there was no Toronto team, so she had signed me up for a Buttes tryout, and I went out and I got signed after the first skate, and here I am, worked my way up.
Well, good thing you decided to play, considering you've been able to do a lot since then. 25 points in 24 games during the 1920 season, like, that's pretty big, and you were named to the 2020 All-Stars. Like, what has it been like kind of like riding the wave of the NWHL since then?
Honestly, I have loved every single moment that I've been able to play in the league. It's been a ride. And again, I'm all about, fun, playing hockey, being around really good people. And I can honestly say that this league is phenomenal for that. It really showcases like the talent of women who want to play after college and also have a good time, like the bus trips, the plane trips. It's a really good opportunity to just, you know, live the dream a little longer, I'm going to say. And being surrounded by great people who also want to grow the game is a bonus too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that obviously as a new league that's only 6 years old, you guys all have not all of you, most of you have day jobs. So you weren't able to go to Lake Placid this year because of your day job. What was that like for you? You know, obviously as a veteran for the Buttes and then as the captain as well, as a player and the captain, what was that like? And how did you kind of adjust from a leadership perspective?
Honestly, it was torture. it sucked having to watch my teammates from home, but yeah, we have a great GM, Nate Oliver. He was able to swing it in a way where I was still able to be kind of like a scout, like, you know, talk to the girls. And again, I'm not a big talker anyway. Like in the room, I'm all about like, yeah, let's have fun. Let's go out there and work hard. I was able to shift to more of a, okay, I've been able to watch other teams and this is kind of what they do. And these are the strategies that they use. So it was more of like a scouting role, which, hey, you know what? There's a role for everybody and it's just about riding that out. But for me, I wish that I could have been there and having a good time with the girls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there like a kind of big readjustment point? You're such a strong offense point for them to like have to rework those lines and really kind of resituate like the way the team would generally function there.
Yeah, definitely. But again, with the coaches and our GM, they were able to adjust, I would say. I mean, obviously, the season didn't go as we planned because we didn't win the cup. But I can tell you in full confidence that I have never been more excited for season 7 and to see what this group or the season 7 group, I guess, can do. You know, it's been a while. Buffalo is such a great city for hockey, especially women's hockey, that I cannot wait. I've literally, like, I'm like, okay, I've never rushed summer, but I cannot wait to see, like, what October brings. So I'm excited that way.
Well, I wouldn't call Buffalo a summer destination either, so, you know, it
plays in. Honestly, I don't even know about winter, but, like, we make it work.
Absolutely. And since you said the season 7, you know, crew, Carly Jackson, your rookie goalie, was incredible in the bubble. And like you said, even though you guys didn't make it to Boston, she really showed a ton of potential for next year, which obviously has to be exciting for you going into next season.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's also important to have like a, you know, a good forward goalie relationship. It's like, okay, don't worry about that goal. I'm going to go snipe a few more.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's also what I miss, you know, just being able to sally hard and showing all these new rookies how it's done. But
I was going to say, I know that I just saw on social media the Buttes were having tryouts soon. Does every team do that in the NWHL or is that specific to the Buttes? Because I haven't seen it anywhere else.
So usually in my experience, they do hold like a tryout skate per se. Some teams do it by invite only, or they'll do it like kind of privately and they won't publicize that they're holding those. Again, Buttes, because it's in Buffalo, there's a lot of girls locally in the area that, you know, oh, I see this, I'm gonna come out, or send the GM an email and see what we can do from there. But yeah, it all depends on the organization, to be honest, but I think like most of the teams do it, but just not all publicize it.
So what's like the timeline for you guys? Like, when do you start training again for next season? What is your typical summer off like?
So in an ideal, not pandemic situation, I'm training all summer. I like to just be fit in general, I guess. The Buttes kind of start things off by the end of September. We like to do like a camp. Get a few practices in, everybody can kind of team bond. Hey, you know, who are you? Oh, okay, what position do you play? What are you good at? Okay, this is me. This is what I'm gonna, nice to meet you kind of thing. That just kind of helps.
With like those interactions, like how much turnover is there within the teams like season to season?
Turnover? I mean, at the end of every year, it's kind of different. But usually like I would say at least half the team returns. Typically, I mean, a couple years ago, there weren't very many of us that returned. But again, there's always going to be girls that want to play, and that's what we want there anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So, what in terms of you know, obviously you want your team players to come back, and especially because you weren't able to play with them this year. But what else are you looking forward to going into next year in terms of what you guys are going to build upon as a team or in terms of skill and all of that going into October?
Well, from what I've been hearing, from, you know, you've got a new head coach, Rhea Code, and she's been an assistant there since last season, and she was great. Me and her have a great working relationship, so I'm excited to see what she's able to do. Got a great goalie coming back, hopefully. And usually, you know, our decor from what I saw this past season was good, and our forwards, again, we just need to be able to tie it all together and win that cup. So that's always the goal.
Totally. So I have a question. So you play obviously in New York, upstate New York, but you live in Canada, right?
Yeah, I do.
What's that like crossing the border for practice? Like, what is that kind of like?
Well, in a non-COVID environment, that's probably a lot easier.
Right. So yeah, non-COVID, it's really no problem. The league provides the Canadian girls like called a P1 visa. You show up when you go over the border. I'm a professional athlete. Okay, yeah, no problem. Have a great practice. It honestly becomes like, because you see a lot of the same border agents, it becomes a, hey, did you win last weekend? Like, I didn't see the update or whatever. And it's like, yeah, like we did, you know? But yeah, you become like it, because you see the same border officers a lot. It's really no problem, usually.
That's awesome.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I popped in my head when I was like, wait, you live in Canada though. And I was like, what is that like? But yeah.
Honestly, so like, how's your day going? And you know, at first it's like, where are you going? And then they look at you like, oh, you're going to practice. Oh, you're a Butte. Oh, okay. And then, you know, conversation kind of turns that way and you're like, you leave there and you're like, oh my God, why am I sweating? Like, I shouldn't be sweating. But it's the same thing.
Why am I nervous?
Yeah.
Awesome. Did we kind of been asking different players we've talked to, did you kind of feel a shift this year in like acknowledgement and recognition for the league? Like, I know we from like a social media perspective kind of saw a bigger push this year that was exciting to see. Did you feel it internally?
Oh, absolutely. I think this year, especially with a lot of the sponsorships that the league had, there was a huge shift for the better. You know, there's a, you know, way more viewers. The viewership was incredible. It was amazing, and I'm hoping that a lot of those sponsorships continue into next season, because it was amazing just the way that they were able to put the women's game on such a high platform. It was great for the league, and I was super excited to see that. I'm like, oh my God, I can actually, you know, put my TV on and not have to stream it on Twitch or whatever. We can actually put the TV on and watch the game. So that was great. It was a good feeling for sure.
Yeah, we were so excited to be able to watch it in like that type of like setting, just being like, this, we normalize this. Like, why can't this be a regular thing?
Right, honestly. And hopefully one day that's the case, you know?
Yeah,
for sure. Well, hopefully going into next season, we see you guys on the end stage. We'll see what happens, but thank you so much for joining us today. Let our viewers know where they can find you on social.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram. It's Kersey. And you can find me on Twitter at Kersey6. So shoot me a follow. And I'm excited. Thanks for having me out. This was super cool. Definitely want to do this again at some point, maybe midway through next season. Just let me know. I'm always down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll talk and see how you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Taylor, Kersey, thank you so much for being here. Guys, check her out and be ready for next season with the Buffalo Buttes. And join us next time for more Slapshot Sweethearts content.
Yep, thank you.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.